Pathfinder, the Dragon Game. Dragons are ancient and noble creatures with intellects far beyond that of mortal men, but a dark evil has plans for a group of hatchlings who must overcome adversity and become the dragons they are meant to be.
Noble Knight Games has been serving the needs of thousands of gamers worldwide since 1997. Huge selection of over 30,000 unique products, including discounts on most in-print games of up to 50% off or more. Noble Knight Games is the place for out-of-print RPGs, board games, war games, collectible card games, miniatures, and all things game-related. They ship worldwide and will purchase or trade your titles you no longer need, new, or used. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Just visit www.noblenight.com or visit our website for direct access to thousands of new, out-of-print, and in some cases, one-of-a-kind items.
VORPAL Network is the bomb, the cutting edge of geekdom. Comics, advice, D&D, movies, video games, RPGs. Finding it's easy, just stay calm. VorpalNetwork.com.
Baby Griffin.
I will name him Steve. Or if it's a girl, I will name her Steve.
Don't trust him. He's not Steve.
Alright. Slowly pull the Griffin out of your beard and let's go.
Alright. The rest of the trip will be fairly uneventful. Although the two brothers will go. Go ahead. Oh, to mark that one on our map. Maybe come back there.
Why?
I don't know. Maybe get some Griffin young, raise him, ride around.
Will it work after anybody?
Griffin mounts are useful, and they existed before World of Warcraft, ya ninny!
As popularized by... Anyway, so, yes. And so we continue walking.
I don't know if the Griffins would appreciate that very much.
Well, I didn't hear them complaining.
Because we didn't spill our young yet.
Doop, doop, doop. This is decent enough. Mm-hmm. Alright, so.
I go.
Using the same map?
Ah. It is.
Give me a notice check.
There's another place right here.
This ledge is actually directly above you guys.
Wow. 26.
22.
You two and Kaelin are not surprised. Been directly above you guys. This is later on, up towards the top of the mountain.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Look at that day.
Mm-hmm. Let me get out some gnolls.
Is there one in there named Barkley?
Gnarls Barkley.
Woo! I hear he's crazy.
I don't think she got the reference.
That's okay. The listeners at home will get the reference. Or if they don't, they can Google it.
Gnarls Barkley.
Gnarls Barkley, crazy. Look it up. I'm not crazy myself.
You're fantastic artist. I love his work.
My sister did an interpretive dance to Gnarls Barkley once. I'll have to do that.
Alright, and representing the one with the giant flail will be a Wookiee. Okay. So, go ahead and give me initiative checks as they are attempting to ambush you.
Yay, being ambushed by Gnarl Sparkly!
Hey, Jessica. Fernanum Targakar. I'm going to beat you. Gnolls melee, Gnolls bows, Gnoll cleric. Alright, Jay.
Should have taken a hint from the flail. Okay, 14.
Jessica.
10.
10.
10.
Dragon,
dude. Dragon. Goes on a 4. Goes on a 5.
Wow, our dwarves are really doing pretty good.
They're dwarves.
That's right. They're like, huh, this is really not... Wow, enemies! What are we supposed to... What are they, high?
Whoa,
might be.
Alright.
There's
the melee gnolls
there.
Go on a 19.
Oh, suck.
You won't be flat-footed, but then they go on an 8. And then the wonderful cleric goes on a 5.
Sweet.
Okay.
5 up. We'll down.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, they do actually have line of sight too, so I will allow them to charge you.
That's cool.
Basically, they come running down the hill and attack you.
Holy crap!
Hey, doggies, wait!
They are actually stabbing you with spears, so.
Cool.
Kabunk, kabunk, kabunk.
That is a total of 20 and 21.
They both hit.
Sorry, we're supposed to add in charge as well. Alright. Where's my other D8? Jessica, you missed fire!
Woo! I was tempted to grab that when I do my breath weapon. And again it goes!
Wow, I did. I misfired.
And Jessica, you will take 16 points of damage as they slam their spears into you.
Stabby, stabby. Stabby.
Jerk.
Oh, oh. Okay. That was 19, 14J.
I fly up and over their heads. Wah-ha-ha! Around here and I... And keep going. Just sort of chill out on top of the...
Okay. You can hit those two.
I can't hit this dude?
Which two are you going to hit? These two? Because remember, it has to go in a straight line.
Oh, it does, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm going to get... Well, the archers are mooks. Yeah, I'll get both the archers.
Okay. What's the DC?
Duh. 16.
They will both make it, so they'll both take half.
Okay. 46. Well, 12.
12.
6 each.
That's very average of you. Okay, so they'll both take 6. Keep track of this.
Let's see if I can use my weapon. One turn. Yay.
So not next turn, but the turn after that.
Right.
Okay. Well, let's take it 6 as it kind of goes, yeep, 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 yeep.
Those are pretty cool.
This one's named Trippy Darkpaw. Okay, I'm probably the only one who gets that reference. Jessica.
Yes.
Stupid Trippy Darkpaw. May you burn in hell.
Well, I will just focus on one of them right now.
That was all fine, that super powder for us. This one?
Yeah, sure.
Well, you got...
The lowest I got was a 15.
15 will miss.
How about a 16?
16 will miss.
Okay, how about a 26?
I think that'll hit barely. Just barely, though. Hey, you know...
I do 9.
It's an achievement. You one dice was above a 10. You're stepping in the right direction.
A 4 and a 3!
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Fight him.
Alright, then we go down to the...
Now I'll put my dodge on that one, I guess.
Okay.
I feel like it.
Alright, the two Knoll Rangers are up next. They'll both turn and shoot you with their longbows.
Because I spit on them.
Alright. 21?
My AC is 23.
Okay, so neither of them will hit then. Alright, I got one hit.
With what?
Rapid shot.
Oh.
You'll take 9.
I will take 9. Ow! Jeez, I'm taking... Ow!
Okay. Kaelin.
Oh, crap!
Revives.
Revives. Swings with his dwarf war axe. He'll miss.
Dang it.
I can't do much when he rolls a 6. He's still flat-footed this turn.
He's sitting there carving.
No, that's the other one.
Oh, okay.
You got to know him better. Dark. Evil.
He casts Bless.
Dark. Evil. Bless.
Top of the round, the Knoll Meleeers. Okay. This turn, they drop their spear. Draw their battle axes. Sweet.
Oh.
I got one hit and a crit.
Nice. If you get scarred again, it's gonna suck.
Your face.
Yeah. My charisma is still 15, thank you. Because it was drained.
Okay. He does normal damage. Will be 6. You bleed 4 points and you are blinded as the blood running off gets into your eyes.
Ah! Well, thank goodness I have blind sense.
It's not blind sight, so you'll still know where they are, but you saw they still have concealment against you.
Yeah, what are the
50-50 miss chances,
all yes.
Because you're like, stings!
You know my blood was acidic. And the other one...
8.
Okay. Ouch. Suck.
Hee-hee!
We then go from 19 down to 14, Jay.
All the ground underneath these three suddenly turns slippery as I cast grease.
See if it fall off the edge, that'd be funny.
Or, like, slide down the slope. That'd be awesome.
Blood. Aw, they don't fall off the cliff.
Dude, yeah!
Roll 3d6.
Ooh, 3d6.
See which way he's... See how he slips. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah!
All right, so...
Yeah!
Blood. Does he take falling damage?
Yeah, roll 2d6.
Nice. 5.
Okay, roll 3d6 again. Okay, he stops there.
Okay. He doesn't fall all the way down the mountain? That's too bad.
Well, if you would have rolled enough 6s. Bonk, bonk.
Okay, I can use my breath weapon next turn.
Alright. Then go from that to Jessica.
So just a 4. On that one.
One hit. High or low?
I'll do high.
You will hit him.
Ow!
Hey, you pup.
Do 8.
Ow!
Yee! Do you like the hyenas?
Alright.
I like how they laugh, whether they're getting hit or not.
Yes. And I believe this turn, don't I?
Yes.
Oh, wait, 2 arrows?
Rapid shot.
Oh, okay. I thought you were attacking with 2 people. I was like, that doesn't make any sense. He's laying on the ground. Okay.
So this one will stand up and shoot into mana.
How many of the arrows hit me?
Oh. Zero. I rolled an 8 and a 6.
Okay.
Plus 6.
I'm alright with that.
Good. Would you prefer me to hit you?
You just never said anything, so I was just like, waiting for the other shoe to drop.
Okay, so let's see. That's 25 minus 8.
No. Unless he is.
Whoa. Alright.
I dodge.
Kaylin, we'll swing at this one again. Oh! Knowles! Okay. Oh, yeah. Since he's the leader, he actually does have bennies.
Where does he get that many?
He gets 20 bennies. Because I hate you.
Dude.
Forever. I'll keep rerolling until I get a crit.
Nice! Oh, you're not gonna keep it?
Okay, he is destined to slip and fall.
Yes! 3-6!
No, he won't slide down. He just fell down.
He's not next to the edge.
He's also next to the edge. Oh. See if he can stand up this turn? Yes, he can.
Yep.
Okay, that was his turn. Embarrassingly enough. Farron can actually go this turn. Whiff!
Man, the dwarves are really having a fun time.
Tougher on the melee. Well, since obviously the dwarves aren't a threat. Apparently they're laughing at him who fell them.
What am I minus is being blinded for AC?
Since you have blind sense, nada.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's just... Well, I guess you're considered flat-footed.
Okay. AC goes down by one.
Yeah. Because you do have blind sense, so you do know they're there. It's just you can't see them, so...
Yeah.
Alright, the meleeers failed epically. Jay.
Okay. I'm going to fly around and charge this guy, attempting to knock him into that guy, attempting to make him...
So you're going
to
bull rush.
And okay. Or both fall down the mountain.
Ah!
Okay, go ahead and give me a combat maneuver.
Okay. Combat maneuver bonus is 8.
Okay, versus his combat maneuver defense.
Crap, I'm going to Benny that. Something better than 3! Crap, I'm going to Benny that too. That would have sucked.
Awesome! I'm getting all the bennies!
That'll work. 16 plus 8.
24. You will indeed successfully bull rush him. Okay. He will just be pushed here. He will indeed be pushed off.
Nice.
Which means he was there, so he will land there. Roll 3d6.
Nice.
See if he keeps going. Yep.
Boom!
But now you're right next to the cleric.
Me!
Can't have everything.
Yep, 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 yep. Okay.
Hey, I took an archer down by knocking him off a mountain.
Jessica.
Well, I am blinded right now, so...
You'll bleed another 4.
Yeah. Okay, how about the 23?
Yes.
19?
Yes.
Yay, I'll hit. Well, maybe.
Oh, by the way, I'm sorry, on their turn, they draw out their shield. Nice and all?
Yeah, sure.
You get one hit.
Okay.
It was one of your claws.
My claws, okay. 10.
Ow!
Yay!
Okay. 8, the ranger.
Come on, take the first one. Dang it.
See, this is piercing.
11 plus 2 is 13. Give me a fortitude save.
Shooting to me?
Yes. Okay. You are sickened for 3 rounds, which is basically a minus 2 to hit and damage. As he, as his arrow pierces your kidney.
Ew.
I'm sorry, I don't know why, but that's totally funny.
Kaylin, still swinging. Kaylin actually hits this turn.
Good. Kill this thing.
He'll do 11 to it, putting him up to 38.
It's not dead yet.
No.
It's not dead yet.
Because you made me sleep on the couch last night. I don't know.
I didn't.
Okay, the cleric.
Heal me.
Oh, die.
He'll hit. He'll miss. Let's see, a flail, I think. A heavy flail, heavy. I have the book somewhere.
It's
like, I know I do.
It's 2 dice, I think.
Oh, I'm sorry, it's actually... I think it's a dire flail. It's the two-handed flail.
As long as it's not a military pick.
Times 5 critical in your face.
Speaking of epic flails, you know in the third Lord of the Rings movie when they had that flail that the Witch King carried?
Mm-hmm.
When Peter Jackson... talk to the design team about how big to make that freaking head. He kept coming back like 3 or 4 or 5 times. He says, make it bigger. Make it bigger.
Oh,
make
it okay.
Bigger. It's got to be bigger. And so finally they have this thing that equates to, if you look at the movie, you'll be able to tell, this thing is the size of a human torso.
Mm-hmm. I remember when it hit her in the side, it was like the size of her shield.
Yeah. It was just, it was huge. And he kept telling him, make it bigger.
And that's why it broke her arm.
Yeah.
Despite that giant slam, you take 7. Because I forgot the dire flail in this game is... There's a flail on this side and a flail on this side.
Oh,
actually, you know what?
Flail.
No, I'm just going to make it a large size flail and make it a D10. Because I didn't mention it as a two-handed flail. Okay, so 12, I'm sorry.
I take 12. Instead of the 7.
Instead of the 7.
I will take this off.
And he's like, wham!
And I'm like, biff!
Okay, we now go to Frarin, who swings and misses.
Dang it, these worms are useless!
Top of the round, the melee gnolls.
Freaking A, searching for a path for them this long just so they can whiff.
Alright, well, this one will still fight you. This one will actually swing at Kayla now. Because... this one's not going to swing it for him because he's not a threat. He'll miss with like a 9. The one on... it misses with a 9.
1, 2, 3.
Jay.
Copper Dragon is cracking up at the nose. Maybe they should be your new followers.
They'll laugh at every single one of your jokes.
That's good. Speaking of making stupid jokes and having people laugh at them, I'm just going to bite the cleric's ankle and try and get it to trip him to make him fall backwards.
Combat maneuver. Or if this is combat maneuver defense.
Have a nice trip. See you next fall.
Da-doom-sh.
14.
Will not do.
Dang
it. And he's like, all right.
Okay.
Jessica.
I will.
Me and back.
And I will use my repulsion breath.
Yep, you'll get them all. What's the DC?
17.
Alright, so the wounded one will be repulsed.
That's it? I thought you rolled like a 3, a 2, and something else.
No, I rolled a 17, a 9, and a 2.
Okay, well, there's a 2 at least somewhere
in there. roll a D6. And your age category, which is 2 at this point, so.
7.
I can use it next
And you take 4 points of damage. Okay.
That's why I'm trying to get them away.
Well, the archer will continue shooting you, but now it can actually use its rapid shot. 25 and 15.
25 will hit.
He didn't shoot you in the kidney this time, and you take... 2. Alright, that was a ranger. Kaelin swings at the one who's eventually going to start running, if it lives that long. We'll deal 9, which is enough to put him down. And then he will free five there. Oh! Bring it! The cleric! Swings at Jay.
Will he hit me?
Once.
23.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. How much damage?
80.
Billion. 13. He just barely hit you, is what I said. Ha ha! Here! Ferrarin swings at the one in front of him because it still hasn't taken any damage and he just missed. Because he needs a 10 to hit them. Right, okay. Top of the round, the melee gnoll.
Did you repel one of them off the side of the mountain or something?
No, it did.
Oh, nice.
Kaelin killed it. This one still doesn't view him as a threat, but it does view him as a threat. He has the shield up by now. He will hit Kaelin. 4, 6. Kaelin will take 6. First dwarven blood.
Yar.
Yar. Okay, then we go down to Jay.
Okay.
Yeah, we're so past that point, man.
Dude.
Oh, I like you. I bet you don't.
Dude, has he been saving for Greece yet? Still?
He hasn't moved.
Oh, I guess that's a good call. Yeah.
You pushed him and then he did wind up there.
Yes.
That's what I was checking for.
Okay. Alright.
Dum 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 dum.
Oh, sorry. Which is better, 4d6 or 2d6 and 1d8 plus 3 and plus 2? There's no telling how many hit points that kid has. I haven't even hit him once. Yeah, that's nice. I'm going to aim for his face.
My face!
And I'm going to line of acid him.
Alright, so that's a reflex saving throw. You have no part in this. He will take full damage. Apparently he did acid him in the face.
46.
Twelve. You can use it again in how many rounds?
2.
Okay. Then we go down to Jessica. J4. Squirt.
Blah. That didn't work. Free five back up and focus on that one.
With their armor and their shield out. Yes.
Yay, I all hit, maybe.
Because I was looking at the ranger over here. Okay.
Oh, hi, I guess.
My girlfriend is high. Well, then you'll get 3 hits.
Sweet. Alright, let's see.
Oh, at least you can't roll damage.
No, I also take minus damage too, because I'm blinded.
No, you're sickened.
Oh, sickened.
Because he shot you in the kidney.
Yeah, okay. Okay, so I will just sicken with this. Well, actually, it's 2 per, isn't it? Okay. How much is this?
Plus your strength.
It's 14. 15.
15. That's minus 6. Ow. Ow!
Okay. That was Jessica. We then go down to the ranger. He'll take the attack of opportunity. He'll take 5, which will put him at 16. Rattles off in the cave behind you. Alright, we then go to Kaelin, who can now focus all fire on the Superstar Destroyer. With the cleric!
Yeah. Oh, at least it didn't crit.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
6.
Suckle! Perarns, can you do anything to make yourself worthwhile this combat? No. Chop around the melee gnoll. Well, you hit him a good one, so he'll flail madly at you.
I'm gonna die.
You're thinking that null. Okay.
See. Yeah, I'm just gonna claw bite the cleric. Bite. Oh!
Awesome!
Suck!
Ooh, that is awesome.
What's that?
Which one is that?
It's the bite.
Oh, you bit your tongue.
Okay.
So I got a, let's see, attack on the claw was I have an 18 and a 22.
22 will hit, 18 will not.
Okay.
So because basically you start gnawing onto his arm and you're like... However, apparently that sprained your jaw...
Ow.
And you take a minus 2 dex. As you're like...
Ow! Oh. Ow!
Oh.
Okay, well, I got 7!
I gotcha!
Oh! You take 2 dex damage. Heals at a rate of 1 per day.
Ow!
So, for the rest of today, you've got a dex of 12.
That gives me a plus 1.
Mm-hmm. Instead of a plus 2.
Okay.
Oh, no, no. Alright, that was Jay. Jessica.
You have a lower dex than I do.
Squirt.
Yeah.
4 more points of damage.
Ow, dude, we gotta get you healed up.
This was a fairly effective ambush.
Okay, so 2, so 2 highs.
Nothing this turn.
Okay.
The ranger.
Point blank.
Okay. Although your AC is lower now.
22 instead.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You will hit.
Flank.
Yeah, for flanks.
Doing 7.
Beep.
All right. Now, cleric. Yes. No.
Roll a 1!
How about 12?
Dang it!
Go, fighter, chaotic evil fighter clerics, for the win! Okay,
for
the win. Alright, Ferrarin, you now have a plus 2. You need an 8 or better. Now you roll a 19. Plus 3 is 7, so he's now up to 29.
Yep.
Alright, we now go to the top of the round of the melee guy.
Yep.
He'll swing at Kaelin. Yeah.
Oh! Yes.
What?
I got 21 hit points left.
You got a boo boo.
Yeah.
Alright, Jay. Got
a big boo boo.
Crap. Got a cracker?
crap on a freaking cracker. All right, can I grease and then move?
Yes.
Splorch, and I fly around.
All right, well, here. Hold on.
Oh, he did an attack of opportunity, yeah.
He doesn't fall, which means he can take his attack of opportunity, and that guy over there does not fall either. All right, so here's the attack of opportunity from the cleric. 22.
Hits.
Just barely. Defender wins?
No.
Dang it.
Which means you'll take another 8 on your way out.
Dang it.
Beep!
Bonk. Hits you like on the underside as you're flying over him.
We see the other dragon fall down.
Can't he spider climb? Okay, Jessica.
Yes, I can. Wait a second. Does he get an attack of opportunity on me?
No.
Him? No.
Oh, okay.
He's got a bow out, and he's out of range anyway.
All right.
He did, though, because you were right next to
him. Yeah.
You can do it! Oh, yeah. That's a hell of a lot of hitting.
Hopefully.
So, what are you going to guess?
The old miss?
What are you going to guess?
Low.
Oh, I was just going to stay high.
Yay, one hit.
Which one?
Claw.
Okay. It doesn't matter.
Just a little.
It takes 4. I still have -2.
Go Noel Ambush. Alright,
For the win.
The Ranger. Just make his belt check. Succeeds.
That's a terrible ranger.
Gnolls are not known for their dexterity. Kaelin will hit. Thank you, Kaelin. I was getting embarrassed of you too. Okay, 42. The evil cleric will heal himself.
How dare he?
Three. You will heal 10 hit points.
Crap.
Now he makes his balance check and succeeds. He can actually move. He's coming down! Thar she blows! Okay, we now go to Ferrarin. He will hit, and he will probably finish it off. He has to do, like, yeah, that even that kills him. Oh, look, I got one! Oh, shut up! You aren't doing anything for the majority of this! Yeah, it was. Alright.
One's coming down.
Jay.
He's in there picking his nose. Okay, I fly up and overhead. And then perch over here.
Okay.
Like in the trees, so it's half concealment.
This is the mountain, there ain't no trees.
Oh.
They'll both take full.
Yes. Go on a rock.
Yeah, you basically perch on the mountainside.
Behind a boulder?
Sure, I'll let you do it behind the boulder.
Okay.
Nice.
Nice.
That's 19. They'll both take 19, so he's up to 28. And he's up to 37.
Yeep. What is that? That I'm gonna die alarm or something?
Yeep.
Okay.
Health. Just
Red fighter need food badly.
Okay.
Mystic splurge.
I'm actually gonna drink a potion.
What? You're not allowed to drink a potion.
I'm tired of bleeding.
Psh, I don't know what you're talking about.
Your mod is what? Plus 5?
3.
V. Okay. So that's 13. Nice.
Okay.
I'm still blinded though.
Nope, not anymore.
How about sickened?
Sickened, yes.
Okay.
Actually, no, it's been enough rounds that you're no longer sickened.
Oh, okay.
Basically, it's as soon as you're healed, the blood's no longer running into your eyes, so.
I washed it off with the potion. I drink most of it.
Rub it on your forehead.
Yeah.
The ranger will...
Then he falls down.
He will shove an arrow up Kaelin's ass.
Poor Kaelin.
Ah! Butter!
For two. Never mind. He skims his ass. Okay. Kaelin.
Charge!
You hit?
I like that model. I thought it was pretty cool.
Yeah, it's cool.
Actually, no. Kaelin. He's taken 8. He'll hold. He'll hold. He doesn't want to charge. Okay, well that will allow him to. Let's see, what does he do instead? What other abilities you got, Kaelin? Standard template dwarf. Go gadget.
Yay. Barks.
Alright, that's what he'll do. He will actually free fly back. And he will hand you his kill light potion.
Thank you. Except that don't look too healthy.
Alright, so now the evil cleric can go. 1, 2, 3.
Yes!
Walks in front and casts death knell on the other gnoll, killing him.
Oh. Oh, okay.
Getting 2 hit points back.
Yeah,
that was a waste of a gnoll.
And he looks...
It buffs him.
Raggy.
Death kneel is fun.
Holy crap!
I've been tempted to take it with my cleric.
I'll just move there. Jay.
Okay. I can take one counter off of my breath weapon. Alright, hiding behind the boulder. Let's see what I can do now.
Yep.
Yep, 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 yep. I'm just gonna fly in a circle. Bite.
Yeah.
Okay. He'll hit you as you fly by him.
He can do that?
Yeah.
Don't even know I'm coming. Came from the back.
They came from behind. Give me a stealth. Give me a stealth check if you want to oppose it.
Okay. I will oppose. What the crap is that?
A number.
Okay, so apparently you were squealing, going,
hang on, I got a 18.
This is what I rolled.
Oh, dang it. So apparently I'm squealing, going, squee!
He will hit you as you fly by.
I come from behind.
I came from behind.
You'll take 12 this time.
Oh, no.
Are you unconscious?
No, I'm down to 1 hit point.
Wow.
Okay.
Stop getting into melee!
Sorry! Case. Okay, well, I attack him. And I get a 21.
You'll hit him.
Okay, and then I get a d8 plus 3. 9.
You will take it.
And I hide behind the boulder and stay there.
Poke your head out of here. Okay.
Pretty much!
Breath weapons are standard, isn't it?
Yes.
About this block. Okay. I will drink the potion that he gave me.
DA plus 1!
6. And. Remove here. No, I'll get here. So if he charges me, these two can free fight and play.
Okay. Cannon will hold. Ranger's dead. So. It's the cleric's turn. Who decides to go out in a blaze of glory?
Charges you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really like that.
He doesn't have any bennies left.
Ha 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 ha. I'm going to run my GM
benny. He has a GM benny, though.
Oh, I guess he does have a GM benny.
Because he can cheat.
Blaze of glory!
Oh!
Rich!
Oh, no!
Better me than the dwarf. Am I blinded again?
No, you're not blinded. About the... not quite as bad, but about the same. Oh, wrong base. Okay. You will take seven. As he hits you on the head, for 6 seconds, you see stars kind of all over the place as your head is kind of dizzy and you wobble a little. Next turn and next turn only, you've got a 20% miss chance. Because you're like, okay. Well, now all of your guys' held actions can go off.
Exactly.
Snake, stab!
Yep. Because of the flank.
Oh, wait, I don't know. What am I doing? I'm like, ha! Wait. I drank a potion and moved.
Okay, so that's 14 plus 6 is 20. He's up to 55, and he's not going to be here much longer. Top of the round, Jay. Hide, cower, squeal.
Take a counter off of that. I throw rocks at him.
All right, you begin throwing things down the mountain. Jessica. Yum, yum. Fruit roll up.
Ow. Is it 18 versus AC on a charge?
19 versus AC on a charge. Because he's got a 21. Because he no longer has any cover to hide behind any.
20% miss chance.
So she got two hits.
Two clocks.
Okay, mm-hmm. So if I roll an 80 or above, you miss. Hit. Hit. Okay, apparently weren't seeing stars enough. You're not sickened anymore, so...
He saw them all between the stars.
That's a lot of damage.
19.
All right, you'll disembowel him.
Rip him apart! Yeah! Woohoo! I started doing a break dance behind a rock. Oh yeah, she's good.
Oh! All right, now since you guys have survived the ambush, this is a great time to take a pause point for a message from our sponsors. Okay, and we're back, and you guys will get to hear the wonderful noise of my players eating.
Nom, 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 nom.
And me snacking, because I'm
overweight. Nom, nom, nom.
Already ate half of those. Let's see, gushers? Yeah, I'll have some gushers. While I wait for my frozen peanut butter and jelly sandwich to thaw.
You freeze your peanut butter and jelly sandwiches?
They're the uncrustable stuff you can grab on the go.
Ah,
so,
even though you're not quite on the go.
Yeah, well.
Okay. Yes, I definitely have about 72 hit points to heal up. So, do the dwarves that are with us know how to heal?
They have some basic knowledge.
Okay, good.
I could heal you.
Yeah.
Of course, it requires me to roll above a 5. Let's see. Okay, I did.
I didn't do anything.
Okay, so you will heal 3 hit points.
Yeah, babe. You as well will.
Okay. And so we're... what's his name?
Kaelin.
Kaelin. Because the other one wasn't hurt, was he?
Nope.
He's like...
Because he didn't do anything.
Exactly.
Handsy. Mm-hmm. He's the rude one, too.
Mm-hmm. Dwarf,
okay,
rude dwarf.
So I will heal 16 a day.
How many points are you down?
63.
That means you'll heal in 4 days.
Okay.
How far are you down?
72.
And you heal how many a day?
7.
14.
You'll basically be healed in 5.
Okay.
You guys will have to make survival checks to feed yourselves those days.
That's cool.
What's the DC?
10. Can you fail it?
I did. Just now.
I cannot, but I will see if I can try and find anything for them too.
Mm-hmm. For every other person that you're trying to feed above yourself, it increases by 2.
Yeah, I got like 27.
So let's say you're trying to feed Jay and the two dwarfs, it's just a DC 16.
I just made 5 in a row.
Okay.
So I fed myself for the 5 days following the first day that I did not feed myself.
Okay. You guys will hole up for 5 days. You guys are really getting to know the dwarves, and you're really starting to hate Farn.
Except every now and then when I fart with him.
It's really starting to smell in this cave.
If you're going to fart, fart that way.
You have 2 unwashed dwarves. Let's see what the weather is like on the day heading out.
I challenge... Who is it? Farn? Fran?
Mm-hmm.
To a spitting match.
I'll take it up.
I spit against the wall. Alright, hit that.
Not against the wall! Do it outside!
Oh, that sucked. Let me in.
Ew! Dude, seriously, we're eating.
You're the one that challenged them.
All right, I throw a couple of gold coins on the floor.
Now you give a range to hit.
Do I have a range to hit?
You give me a ranged attack.
Okay. 6 plus
base attack.
That.
7. So base attack 7.
And then plus your dexterity modifier. You're
currently at a -1.
Your strength would heal.
I held it back. Okay. So I'm back at +2. So 7 plus 2 is +9. Plus 6 is a 15.
15? You will hit it.
There you go.
No, you'll actually hit Neard. Because if I'm using the bullseye rules, because I actually have those, it's 10 to hit the outer ring of the target, 15 to hit one of the inner rings, and 20 to bullseye.
Actually,
so you hit near it.
I hit near it.
He will also hit near it.
Ooh.
All right.
Put out the gold coins.
He'll lay out 2. Okay. He'll lay out a 3rd one.
All right. I match it.
Oh, no!
Oh. Wow.
Basically, as you're hawking up the acid,
mm-hmm.
Jessica kind of goes, "Hey, look at that!" And you turn to face Jessica, and you go, "Bleh!"
And I hit her in the face.
19.
You'll take half.
Oh! Of course.
Sucks.
I'm 11.
Sorry.
Ow! What the? I thought you were aiming for the coin. Do I look like a coin?
All right. Let's see if you can hit that.
I'm not gonna spit on the dragon. Not stupid.
I try to sneak my gold back.
Give me a slight hand check.
Busy.
I don't have a rank in it.
Okay, then,
A 2.
Yeah, that's mine.
Ow. I lost 3 gold coins.
I felt dirty.
There's a reason for that.
Alright.
I blame you.
Well, I guess we'll finish making your way up there. Well, you guys are now standing outside the Knoll Caves. You guys can smell it from here. Mm. Actually, I have a description. Hold on.
Is it just like a day to get up there?
No, it's a few more hours. Okay. As I said, you were getting close when you guys were beaten to a pulp.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry about the acid in the face. My bad.
Everything's with the face.
You feel the pain of Yoshi.
Yeah.
Okay. As you walk up the crumbling path, the smell of the gnolls hits you before anything else. The stink of unwashed hides wash over you.
It's ironic.
Next comes the noise, as you can hear the yipping, barking, growling language that is gnoll. There seems to be at least maybe a dozen or two yipping gnolls, although it's hard to tell because you're in the mountains, as it bounces off the walls, creating the sound of gnolls on every side of you. Next comes the taste.
Ew.
Dragons having heightened senses.
Mm-hmm.
You can even taste the mildew that hangs in the air.
Yeah.
Your skin feel, or your scales feel wet and moist, as though they are covered in blood rather than water. And finally, you can see the caves. Posted on either side of the entryway are a pair of gnolls. There are a total of 5 entryways. 1 high, 2 middle, 2 low. It's hard to see what's inside, considering there's next to no light in them. But all you can do is hear and smell the gnolls.
Okay. Well, I say each of us takes a cave, and we throw a rock into the other one. All right, ready? Go.
No.
I don't think I can take that many gnolls on my own.
Yeah, not even I.
Yeah, well, I could.
You're smaller than the rest of us.
So?
And you can't spit.
Yeah, your aim's horrible, dude.
So, you distracted me.
I was telling you to spit over there. It's your fault for not being focused. As we argue,
that's a nice comment. Short wisecrack coming from a dwarf.
I ain't bigger than you, midget.
Yeah, well, she's fat. Alright, you want to take the bottom ones first? Top? I think it'll be harder for them to get to the top ones.
Yeah.
Than the middle ones. So we just need to start at the bottom.
We need to start at the bottom because I really... I don't know. Can you guys use your climbing kit to get up there?
It'll take a while.
Yeah.
We can sneak in.
Tempting. Because it'd probably be better maneuver right to attack from above. Have a higher ground on them.
Right. Plus, I did like that strategy before of just knocking them off and then letting them fall down over and over and over again.
Well, maybe we'll be able to do that some more.
That's right, because if they become alerted to the fact that we're here, I could maybe drop one on top of the ones below. That'd be cool. Or more appropriately, trip it. Since I can't really pick anything up, and therefore I can't really drop. Okay. Yes, so, let's see if you guys can climb up a ways off and then sort of sneak
by. All right.
Yeah.
Well, they'll just take 10, so it'll actually just take them a while.
Mm-hmm. Alright, then I'll be stealthy.
So you're hitting the top cave first?
Top cave first.
We're going up to down. You said down to up. We're going to take on the boss first, die, and then take out the minions.
And I rolled a 29 on stealthiness. Sneaking up into the cave.
I guess we're doing stealth. Got it. 24.
Ooh, somebody critted.
Faron may not be much of a fighter, but apparently he's a ninja.
Good rogue.
He's a ninja dwarf.
Okay, so top one you said?
Yeah, top cave.
always hate drawing caves. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's just to designate where the lid of the cave is. A ladder.
This is like Zelda style.
Find a chest.
Speaking of Zelda, be sure to.
Oh god!
Just kidding. I'm kidding.
Plug yourself enough.
I figured I'd pull that out. It'd be funny.
Whoa!
I told you we'd fight the boss and then take out all the minions.
What? That's awesome! What is this thing, like a gargoyle or something?
No, it's a demon, I think.
Glabriatsu? Horned devil. Close.
Yeah. Okay. One of those creatures from Pentacle Plane. One of those evil things.
Some infernal... Oh, speaking of which, I can't speak infernal. Ooh. Can you?
Yeah.
Awesome! I can do something you can't do!
Woohoo! Just be careful when you talk to them.
I can do better.
What's that?
Just be careful when you talk to them.
Why?
They're lawful evil.
Oh.
And they will trick you.
Anything you can
There's
do.
So oh, many devils man. Going on in Friday game. I just...
And they will trick you.
One of our party members actually got married to one.
Oh, really?
Unintentionally.
Zombies. Nice. Yeah, that's right. We're going to go fight the boss first. That's awesome.
I told you. Look at the good thing. We're all healed. Well, I'm not completely full.
Sorry. Sorry, okay? I didn't expect to roll so well.
2 5s and 2 6s.
That was full on 22 points of damage.
I'm glad I rolled half.
I know. I'm glad you did too. Otherwise, we'd have to sit there and rest another 2 days.
Like,
what?
Ninja.
Well, that's why they can serve. He's on that side.
Alright. As you climb up from the outside, this is basically a ledge.
Uh-huh.
Peering inside, you can see a small bedroom slash.
Okay, Carol, now you take these notes, and then we're about ready to begin.
Okay, sure.
Well, what are you two doing here? We don't record until tomorrow.
We're making a new promo for All Games Considered, since you were dragging your feet getting one written.
Hey!
She's right, though. It's been too long, and a lot has happened since the last promo.
Yeah, like winning the Gold Ennie for Best Gaming Podcast for 2009.
You mean the one you try to work into the conversation every other episode?
Hey!
Now, there's more than that. There's the new format.
You mean the main show every 2 weeks and the assortment of other features in the meantime?
Right, like games you may never have heard of, the review and news shows.
Don't forget the RPG buffet.
And on the main show, we have more time to focus on gaming topics.
Like board and card games.
And RPGs.
And the people who play them, from the old school to the newest of the new.
But no changeling.
Hey!
Find out more at agcpodcast.info. All Games Considered, because there's more than one true way to play.
Been listening to the Gamers Haven podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts, chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States License, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.